Recently, a young newly ordained priest shared the following story about the importance of devotion to the Sacred Heart of our Lord. This priest was ordained just at the beginning of last summer. On the day of his ordination, as he's exiting the cathedral, he gets in his car, he's driving to the reception at his parents' house by himself. And as he's driving home on the highway, he sees up in the distance a car spin off the side of the road. He has time to pull over. He reached in and he's got his freshly ordained, consecrated hands. He reached in his glove compartment, pulls out the oils, and he rushes over to this car. And the accident was so bad, it was a young woman in her early 20s who was driving, and she was ejected from her seat outside of the car. And he gets to her, and he can tell that she has maybe a few minutes left to live. He hears her confession. He anoints her, gives her absolution before she breathes her last. He attends the police officers who show up at the scene. He goes to her home, and he has to tell that girl's mom the story. And immediately, tears start to pour down her cheek, and she's clearly very distraught. But he said the amazing thing was her joy was greater than her sorrow. And for this reason, she said to the priest, she said, "A few years ago, my daughter, she just totally drifted away from our faith, and she entered into a life of sin. And she said, I prayed my heart out, begging God to bring her back. She said, Father, when she was a little girl, she had great devotion to the Sacred Heart of our Lord. And so I knew I trusted with all my heart. One of the promises of those who practice devotion to the Sacred Heart is that God the Father would send a priest to that person before they die. I have no doubt in my mind that your presence here is a clear sign that my daughter is going to heaven." Our Lord is so incredibly merciful. But we want to do what we can that we don't have to have so much drama at the end of our lives. In fact, there have been times where I'm with someone at their bedside before they die and they actually reject the sacraments. They're so ill prepared for the afterlife. There was one time, Mother Teresa, she was with a cohort of her sisters, a number of missionaries of charity, and they're passing through a crowd. And this gentleman in the crowd, he starts to yell out profanities and insults the sisters, telling lies about them, saying scandalous things. And the sisters with Mother Teresa, they're surprised because she doesn't say a single word. She puts her head down and she just walks through the crowd. And they get back to the con and they said, "Mother, why didn't you defend us? The things they're saying, those weren't even true." And Mother looked at the sisters and she said, "Sisters, I didn't say a word because that man's heart was totally closed. My words would have been wasted on him." My brothers and sisters, what is it that closes our hearts? What is it that leaves us most ill-prepared? It's almost always when we begin to cease to fight against sin. When we begin to give in to sin. And it doesn't even have to be the big stuff, even the little stuff. You know, and it's why our Lord calls us to constant vigilance. You know, you got to be ready. And it's funny, you know, and the little stuff. Well, I'm going to get to the big stuff in just a second, but the little stuff. It deadens us. It weakens our resolve. And God calls us to continual conversion. And oftentimes it's the little stuff that leads us to the big stuff. So the bigger stuff. One time I was hearing a confession. And I was not here at a presentation at another parish. This man kneels down, so I can't see his face. He kneels down and says, "Father, bless me. It's been 10 years since my last confession." I say, "Okay." He says, "Father, and I just got to tell you, the only reason I'm here is because my wife is standing outside and she forced me to come." If you've been away for a long time, don't lead with that line. I said, "Okay, 10 years. What would you like to confess?" He said, "Well, Father, honestly, I can't think of hardly a single thing. You know, maybe, probably a few times I got angry and impatient. And that's it, Father. That's my confession." Wait, one more thing. "Father, I definitely have not done anything serious. No mortal sins." I said, "Okay." And I was impressed that he even knew the term mortal sin. You know, you don't hear that too often. And I'm thinking, this guy, this is amazing. 10 years and that's it. I said, "Okay, well, you know, the duty of a priest, especially when someone's been away for a while, is to make sure you make a full confession. So do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions?" He said, "Oh yeah, sure, Father, whatever." I said, "Okay, no serious sins." I said, "So in the last 10 years, you've never skipped Sunday Mass?" "Oh, yeah, sure, often a serious sin, is it?
Yeah, it's one of the Ten Commandments. Keep holy the Sabbath. You can't skip Sunday Mass.
And it went on from there. If you've forgotten the distinction between serious sin, mortal sin, and venial sin, lesser sin, it would be a good idea to pick up a solid examination of conscience. And let's say you find, oh my gosh, I'm doing things I shouldn't be doing, and you're struggling to overcome them. What is the best thing that a person could do? Frequent confession. And in fact, there's sometimes where people, you know, they're so bound up in the sin that I recommend them, I say, you know, if you need to for a while, at least for a period of time, to overcome this, come to confession every week. You know, let's root this out of your life. And if possible, if you continue to struggle, if there's any way you can get to daily Mass, nothing would be better. With that grace, our Lord will set you free. If there's a person who's regularly going to Mass, is faithful to a frequent confession, and is praying the rosary daily, I have no doubt that that person will be ready when our Lord calls them to heaven. I close with this line. A couple of nights ago, I went to dinner with a parishioner, a family of our parish. They're new to the parish. They moved here a year ago. And they shared with me something that their pastor would say when they were growing up to help to remind them of the importance to fight against sin. He would say to them this: if you are not ready to meet our Lord, if you were to die today, you're probably not going to be ready tomorrow. May we stay awake.